Retail shops across Massachusetts are now reopening. Bookstores, clothing shops, and other retailers were allowed to open their doors to customers yesterday under the state's reopening plan. As WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka reports now, some stores remain closed, and some stores remain hopeful that customers will return.
I'm in Central Square in Cambridge, where there are lots of shops that are now allowed to reopen, but a good amount of them still remain closed. Their lights are off. They're not open at all. There are some businesses that are open, and I've noticed that many of the businesses have reduced their hours. Some are opening later in the day. Some are just opening for a few hours a day.
One shop opening with reduced hours is Seven Stars Bookstore, where longtime customer Jade Liu bursts through the door.
Finally!
Hey, long time
after stalking you guys for weeks! Oh my God.
Liu comes in to buy some sage, which Seven Stars sells along with a wide array of crystals, gemstones, and books. She says it feels good to shop here again.
So just being able to be in the same space as other human beings and being able to talk and just be normal again. It's everything.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. You guys open Monday to Friday?
More customers come into the shop, including Erickson Brito, who buys some stones.
This is something I've been needing for a long time, and then I couldn't buy it because everywhere was closed. But I'm very glad, you know, places are open, you know, and it's nice outside. I guess it's going to bring a good environment and a positive outcome, you know.
Seven Stars owner Stuart Weinberg hopes for a positive outcome. He's run the business for over 30 years and thinks his unique inventory will bring back customers now that he's open again.
I think people have to decide and how much discretionary money they have to spend on non-essentials. So that's where all these businesses will be at. So I think quality always wins in the end. And we're hoping we're in that side of the equation.
Weinberg has had some reasonable sales on day one, but things are much quieter a couple blocks away at Custom Eyes, except for the steady stream of classical music. The store sells eyeglasses and contacts and also does eye exams. Store owner Kevork Tinkchian says so far they've had no sales.
They're calling, they're making appointments. We're hoping next week it gets a little better.
Tinkchian says the phased reopening plan is good for public safety. Custom Eyes was allowed to do telehealth for emergencies, but Tinkchian says the business has taken a huge hit. He says he's lost 90% of it during the pandemic. Dr. Kathleen Murphy is the optometrist here. She says customers likely have to adjust to being able to go back out again.
Do you feel like people will start coming back once they realize sort of all these measures, safety measures?
Yeah, it's all about trust. I think people really need to feel comfortable leaving their houses. We've been inside for so long. I think I read that it takes like 30 days to start a habit, and people are so used to staying home, they're going to have to break that habit now. So it'll be very anxiety-ridden, I think, when they first leave their houses and are out in public again.
And many retailers expect that will be a slow process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.